The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It's Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark. We're joined on the radio this morning with Community Radio for the North State, Free Fire Radio. I have an in-studio guest joining us for the entire morning, Jeff Keezer. Welcome, Jeff.
Good morning.
And it's raining. Boy, it's raining. 63 degrees, 72 high today, and a low of 54. But it raining down in Anderson as I left. It was just really getting with it. The showers kind of lessened as I got towards Reading, but showers likely overnight. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. On Friday evening, 56 is going to be our low. Saturday, sunny with a high near 79. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 79. Monday, sunny, so it looks like we've got a sunny stretch coming, and I'm really glad of that because, this much rain with the runoff from the fires, I hope this has a chance to kind of sink in a little bit before it gets much worse than this because, boy, we really are getting a lot of rain in a hurry. It's going to be a good impact on the fire, I'm absolutely sure, but, you know, we'd like it in little doses. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Bob, what was the air quality? It's probably looking really, really good out there today.
I looked at it. We got readings down in the 20s and 30s across the board. This is going to really be advantageous as the moisture, lower temperatures, and actual water on the ground will make this much easier, make these fires much easier to finally put it into.
We certainly hope so. And like I say, I hope we get a little bit of a dry spell now, let some of this soak in, and maybe get some of that grass growing that they've sprayed all over the sides of the hill, and we won't absolutely get enveloped by mud and sludge and all of our water streams. So, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
City manager of the city of Anderson. And we've had some calls this week, some questions. Well, we already have people who are interested in some things, so I've got questions for you.
Great.
Yeah. So, but first, I have a question. And I keep forgetting to ask. As you go in on Riverside, there, right on the corner there across from 7-Eleven and that piece of property there, we've dug a great big deep hole and we filled it up and then we've done a whole bunch of other stuff right on that corner. Is there a project going in there? Is that sewer repair work? Is that water? What's going on there?
Well, none of the above. That's PG&E in town working on their gas line stuff. So they tend to make their little camp right there on that parcel at times. It's convenient for them, and they have quite the gas network right there in that area. So for the last two or three years, Trish, it's been kind of common for them to be there, but it's all part of their gas program right now to maintain their system and enhance it where, you know, they need to. So
okay. Well, I was hoping there was something actually developing on that corner.
Well, let's talk about that corner a little bit. We have had discussions with people about that corner. It's one of our better commercial, secondary commercial, if you will, parcels in town. And everything from Circle K to fuel to things like that have looked at that in recent months. And so have actually talked to some of those businesses about that. And, you know, that's kind of left now in the private hands of the property
Absolutely,
owner and the businesses.
Yeah.
So we're hopeful we will get something there. I think it's a great piece of property for some secondary commercial. And
well, absolutely, right down the street from the Guy Hotel, not very far from the freeway access.
Absolutely.
A nice piece of property across from the 7-Eleven, some nice apartment complexes, and some housing behind
exactly,
it.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, so then I was just sure something really wonderful was going on.
I've actually had several calls about that from people, you know, longtime residents going, what's finally going there? Well, that's just PG&E setting up.
Yeah, okay, but down the street, on the other corner, right on the freeway where the bank was, that property, as you go towards downtown Anderson, we do have something coming in there in
Right. And, you know, it's been a long time in coming. So that is, I think what they have now rebranded to is Dunkin'. They are no longer Dunkin' Donuts. So if you've been watching the national news in the last
week or so. It's a focus group thing, Trish. Don't worry about it.
But what I hear is the donuts are still there. It's just not in the name.
It's just Dunkin'.
Yeah. So they're working on that. We've actually talked to them this week. Their plans are ready.
Okay.
It's a matter of them being ready to come grab them and move forward. And they said they'd see us later this month to grab their plans and hopefully give us an update where they are in their movement north in California.
Okay, and then the business right next door to it, I know where the Resilicious was for
mm-hmm,
a while.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that they're doing some stuff to clean that up a little bit. Are they getting that
ready? Yeah, I think
they
had some water damage inside they've been working on and some of those things. So we're hopeful to see something new there or at least see that on the market.
Okay.
In the near future.
Okay, very good. Well, it's there's a lot going on in the city of Anderson, and as I drive around, I make little mental notes about, okay, I gotta ask somebody what's going on. I ought to start attending some of the city council meetings so I know what's going on. Also, the new building down by Owens Pharmacy, the medical building. Wow, that's looking really nice.
Shasta Community Health. The grand opening is coming. I can look on my phone here. That's in the next week or two, I believe.
And that's such a huge, huge addition to the South County.
Well, it's even bigger than you know. We're in talks with them right now. Their existing building there next to City Hall, which used to years ago be our old police department, they're actually talking about moving 20 to 30 administrators into that building. And so that's a great thing for our city. We need all kinds of employment opportunities and various types of employment. So to take that building and continue to use it and turn it into a full-on business building, way to go, guys.
Absolutely. That's great because, yes, they have been in that old police department, which brings up another point, the real estate office that was next to the Anderson Police Department. Is now being occupied by the Anderson Police Department, is it not?
Correct. We purchased that in the last year or about a year ago. We've sought that property on and off for years, if you will.
Forever.
We own the property where Kaleidoscope is already.
Yes.
And that's the master planning of facilities growth in the future.
Okay.
I have a question. What's happening with the Veterans Museum? Is that it's kind of dropped off the radar.
Well, Rob Burrows and company, they have a little office there, kind of right across from where we're talking about. But the true Veterans Museum they're building lays on Ronda Road out in the county, actually, just south of the city limits.
Yeah.
But I've been into Sherrod Dunlap Sawyer for some projects we're working on, and I see their plans posted up there and know they're working on them. But that is something else exciting coming to South County.
So the old, what was that? Was that a Crocker or B of A building? Yeah, is their offices and stuff.
Yeah, I believe
it's been kind of small.
It's been a B of A, been a sheriff's substation, been all kinds of things over the years. But, yeah, they currently occupy that.
And eventually, I think there's some the administration building is intended to be there, and the actual museum is out on Ronda Road, and they are in the process of doing. In fact, they had a garage sale last weekend or this coming weekend.
Out
on that property out on Ronda Road.
Rob Burrows is raising money every week trying to get that done. So.
Well, he certainly is. And, you got a kudos to because he really has devoted his life. literally to making this a reality from the great museum that he had out on Airport Road. I mean, there was a lot of stuff in there that every war all the way through.
But I think it's another example how Shasta County is veteran proud and what a great place to live.
That's exactly right. So I always am involved in most of those fundraisers just to go and support him because he is making money all the way down. A lot of people support it. And so if you had an opportunity to be a part of that, that's going to be a great museum. He's got so many things to display about our history. And it's so important in my mind that we keep that military history of our country, our veterans, alive with our children.
Well, and so important. Yeah, exactly. For our kids. Because you think even my generation, I'm 50. Well, I had uncles, grandparents, great-grandparents that fought in the wars. But my kids don't. Those people have passed on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need these kind of opportunities where our kids can actually see and bring some reality to how we got to where we are today and the sacrifice people gave to put us where we are today.
Well, and the unfortunate part of that is because they sure aren't teaching it in the schools anymore. They've decided that...
That's probably a whole other show.
Well, yeah, we probably don't want to teach them anything about the end of the Second World War. Well, if you do that, boy, you've lost the whole history of how we, who we are and how we are and why we are.
Well, it all shapes us and how we got here.
That's exactly right. So I'm looking forward to that museum and kudos to Rob for keeping that dream going, and it'll be a reality before we know it. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
And you're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:15 in the morning. This portion of the program is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. They specialize in home electronics, classic car parts, and they've got 47 years in business there with Clyde Pierce. He's been bringing you the fine stuff for home entertainment, and for 32 years he's been in satellite business and is your source for Dish Network. They're an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. That's Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, 1250 Hartnell Avenue.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Gather your friends for a night with Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, October 19th. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing over three decades. His storytelling style of comedy is profound without being profane.
Marriage is work. Marriage is a career. It's not an adventure. You do more before five than most folks do all day. It's like the military. And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. You want a woman to understand the signs of stroke.
Do not miss your chance to see Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, October 19th. Tickets start at $20. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Don't forget to download the Wind River app.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
And now, back to our show.
It is 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice.
And welcome back, Thursday morning, 7:20. This is Trish Clark, and I'm having a discussion in the studio with city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keyser. We're talking about all kinds of updates on the city of Anderson, and I know that as I go around the community, people are always asking about this project or that, and so we're going to flesh that all out and figure out what's going
Sounds
on
good.
Down there.
Let's solve the problems.
at least figure out what's happening and where we're going with it. New stuff out, certainly in the Walmart area. There's a couple new buildings out there since the last time we talked. On across the street.
In Shasta Gateway?
Yes.
So a couple new things coming out there. I was actually out there yesterday visiting with one of our local people that's going to be opening a fish and chips restaurant where the old ice cream shop was.
Okay.
So she's well underway and working, you know, through the process to turn something into something else. And that is a process in today's world in California. So we're happy to see that, though. We need that in our town. We need some variety. We need some choice. So I also see there's a vape shop in there. You know, we've had Grocery Outlet come in and just do wonderful in there.
Oh, that's a great addition to our community. Great addition, great people.
Exactly.
Delightful couple in
there.
That's
a grand slam, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we got the Halloween store going on in there right now, you know, so we're a little bit festive, too. So there is good things in Anderson right now, and really, you've got to go up the hill behind Walmart, though, and see the housing construction. And you know, not only what used to be the Vineyards, which is now called Skyview, but Brian Walker's Pleasant Hill subdivision. This is something Buzz Loring started, you know, probably in the 90s.
Yes.
And that had been owned by multiple local people over the years. And Buzz took it and did all the plans and got through all the approval process. And now Brian has brought it to fruition, but we haven't had a dirt-moving job like that in development, probably since the 90s, since Skyview or Vineyards really cut into the hill back there originally. So.
Well, I think that's absolutely true, and certainly as a result of the impact of the fires that we've had in Shasta County and surrounding area over the last year, I don't think there's any question that there's going to be a lot of these projects that are ready to go, they're ready to pull the plans
absolutely.
And start building. That are going to happen because simply speaking, the 1,200 people that were families that were dislocated, there's not 1,200 homes available for them to move into, and not all of them are going to rebuild. And if they do rebuild, it's going to take longer than it would on their property than if they go to another spot.
Absolutely. And you have to think, because it's not just 1,200 people, it's 1,200 lots. If each lot had four people, you know, you can do the math. So
oh, sure.
It's thousands of people. But there's a lot, too, that just may not want to go back for the memories. They lived through something there. That's not a friendly environment. And we want people to know we have a choice for them. I think something that we're very proud of in combination with Anderson Fire, Skyview, it has the open space, but it's a managed open space. Anderson Fire actually manages that open space in conjunction with the Homeowners Association. The inmates come in, they remove brush on an annual basis,
mm-hmm.
and that's been one of the complaints we've heard about some of these open spaces, but good for Vineyards when Sandy Sanderson and the city council put all that together, and John Stokes was probably the planner, or Mark Teagan that day, they looked at that and took account for, hey, you can't just leave that unattended, there needs to be management of it.
Right.
And so I think that's a great thing. We need those things.
Well, we absolutely do. And certainly we learned that through this last summer that those open space areas that look so nice and green in the wintertime and in the spring don't look so green in midsummer.
Well, we all want that privacy buffer that it brings.
Right.
But they do require maintenance.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called, that's right. It's called managing our land as opposed to just letting it go. That can't happen. I had another thought came in and I knew what I wanted to go then down to the Anderson River Park because there's so much going on down there, so many plans. Not the least of which has been the success of the food truck, which you mentioned earlier.
Right.
The whole food truck thing. So tell us a little bit about how we've been using them down there at the park.
Well, so Todd Franklin, he started that over a year ago, and then he's kind of went into partnership also with Chris Reznor, and they've grown that a little bit. For us in Anderson, we have the river, we have the park, dang it, we need to take better advantage of that in Shasta County as a whole. But here was an opportunity to put something, a social gathering spot together, get people to not only enjoy Anderson River Park, but also the Sacramento River. And so we've had a lot of bad, smoky weather days, hot. But, you know, when you go down to Anderson River Park and the way the Delta breeze comes up the River Canyon, it's beautiful down there. And yeah. So we're very blessed. But Todd has come in and done a great job. He has worked through the, let's call it the maze of bureaucracy.
Well, we get so
to,
much
to
involved.
Serve a beer in California with a food truck. It is a huge task. I can't begin to define all the steps you have to go through and hoops you have to jump through. And all rules are for good reasons at one time or another.
Well, but we can discuss that.
Right. But it is what it is.
That's right.
And so we've done what we can as a public agency to help him get there. But he had to work through a lot of the state system.
What bogged him down with that lawsuit in the city of Reading.
Absolutely.
And that was kind of to our benefit in a way, because I don't think he would have looked further.
Well, I hope it's not only to our benefit in Anderson, but it was to a benefit in the region so they could look down there and go, hey,
this
that's
work.
A good thing.
Yeah.
It's got families down there. It's bringing people out to visit with their neighbors. It's doing the right things. It's not creating issues. It's creating positivity.
It's a very nice venue, and in conjunction with some concerts just up the hill.
Right.
It has been just delightful. Just a pleasant place to sit and gather with your friends and kind of listen to the music in the background, or get your food and take it back on up to the gazebo. Up to the bandstand, and it's just been a really nice thing through the summer.
You know, you hear a lot of feedback on it, and one of the things I think I'm most proud of is I know people that have come down there, never really been to the River Park, or maybe haven't been since they played youth soccer, and they've come back and they've brought their family, and you see them having a family experience, the family getting together to have dinner, or family and friends. And isn't that what a community's about? Aren't those the things that we as government should be helping create? So you can enjoy life, because that is something we as government can control. We can make great parks. We can do those things and then partner with the private sector to take it out of the world.
And that's where the goodness of it comes in, is when we let the private entrepreneurs and the businessmen come in and work hand in hand with us to use those public facilities, as opposed to make it so onerous that we want to bar everybody. I always say that the beauty of the Anderson River Park is the lack of do not signs.
Well, and yeah, I mean, people will hear me say this a lot. I believe our role as government is to provide the infrastructure so you as the private sector can do what you need to do. But, you know, creating that infrastructure is very hard, but government can do that. That's really what we were put here for, you know, in a basic concept.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's true. And we haven't covered the whole area with concrete. We haven't taken all of the parking and put us into nice little places. We've kind of used available space to make it convenient and adaptable, and I'm amazed how easily the traffic moves in and out of the area. Just, you know, hardly any issues to go along with that. It just works.
Well, and there's more coming. We got a splash pad coming.
We're gonna get into that in just after the break.
So, splash pad, pump track, more sidewalk.
We're going to go to the phones right now before we take a break and talk with Jimmy.
Yeah, get your headphones on there. And, Jimmy, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Wait a minute. Are you there? Jimmy, wait a minute. We've got to push that button and that button first. Hey, Jimmy, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Hi, guys. Hey, I would like to make a comment. I think it's great that you guys do at the park the mosquito serenade. You know, that's something that doesn't happen in Reading. You know, all the music venues or bands you see in Reading, you got to pull your wallet out and pay admission, you know. And I can see, like, you know, the big touring acts like, you know, Graham Nash or whatever. But, you know, there's other bands out there that are really good that people don't know about. And that is a great venue for them to play. And it's good music, and it's free for the family. You're at the park. And that's one thing that Reading doesn't do, and I think that's great that Anderson does that.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. You know, we've been doing that since the 80s.
This was our 37th season that we just finished.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Isn't there another, like, harder rock festival you have there, too?
Well, there's actually lots of concerts. There's been a recent country concert. The Chamber does Sunset River Gem after Mosquito. There's actually almost a musical venue down there at least once a week all summer long, or really during the whole good weather period. So, but that's what it's built for.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll get a hold of you guys. I got some great bands that could come out.
Yeah, reach out to me direct. I'd love to hear about that. We're always looking for good talent and good family entertainment.
Great. And another thing, can you sum up another thing that I've noticed in the last 10 years, especially through the recession, is Anderson did really well. In my own opinion, I might be wrong, but it doesn't seem like they went into the red very much. And it seems like a lot of the businesses there, the really small businesses, have pulled through that recession, as where some of those similar businesses in Reading did not make it. So if you guys could maybe comment on that, I'll take my answer off the air. All right,
okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks very much, Jimmy, and we'll come back with comments and answers to Jimmy's questions and statements, and thank you for those right after this break.
And you're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio at 7:30 on a kind of a wet Thursday morning. We'll talk more about that very, very shortly, what you can look forward to. Meanwhile, Alliance Heating and Air brings you this portion of the program, serving the North State for over 20 years. Well, outstanding service to models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do.
Carrie, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale. Now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Every year, Goldmart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, 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 and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save, save, save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmart Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
And 735 on KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, the firearms dealer of choice. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what you need in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. They're at 2539 Larkspur Lane.
And welcome back. It is Thursday morning. It's about 7:35. Joined in the studio with Jeff Keither from the city of Anderson. If you've got a question about the city of Anderson or anything else you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. Welcome to you in the chat room at www.kcnr1460.com. Bob takes a look in there every once in a while, so if you have questions, you can go ahead and ask them, and we'll try to get you the answer on the air. So, Jeff, we were talking about the Anderson River Park, and I know there's a lot of plans of things coming on down at the Anderson River Park.
Well, and things moving forward right now. So we had a few community members show up at City Hall and say, hey, let's have coffee. We'd like to talk about some bicycle stuff.
Okay.
And we want to do a pump track. And what's that?
Yeah, what is a pump track?
And so Donnie and Jarrett and a group of their friends said, here's what we think we can do. A pump track, and I equate it to like swinging on a swing set and how you pump your legs to make the swing go. You do the same thing on a bike. You push down on the down and pull up on the up. And so you don't pedal when you go around. It's all the inertia and force of you driving it down and pulling it up. And it's a rage sweeping the world right now. Red Bull has started a series across the United States. But we have built, it's dirt at this point, but the first head-to-head pump track probably in California.
And
We're actually going to hold some races and stuff when we get it completed. Jared has actually been working on it this week, and we'll continue until we get some things dialed in. We're looking to see if we can put a little more permanent surface on it, and then you'll see a big grand opening for that. But it's also one of those things that I think we're proud of with Anderson River Park. It's an activity where you can see a 50-year-old and a 5-year-old together enjoying. And that's the key of a public park.
Oh, for sure.
And so, you know, again, that's one more feature. And then we have just a council meeting before last. They approved our authorization to bid the splash pad. And so we'll be building that over the winter for opening up next summer.
And that was one of the questions that we had. How much is that splash pad going to cost the city of Anderson?
The engineer's estimate is in the $300,000, I believe.
Not $900,000.
No, the council
water slide.
The council moved hundreds of thousands, but it wasn't just for that. There's multiple things we're doing. You've seen sidewalk enhancement. The playground that was there needs to be redone, so we're moving that. We're taking basketball courts and reducing the amount of tennis courts we have, but increasing the amount of basketball. We're doing multiple things down there to kind of update.
Do we have pickleball?
We do not. We've talked about that a little bit. And where could that go and how could that play in?
Because that's a big, big thing that's sweeping the country. Again, one of those things that the older population, the young people seem to love it, but a lot of us people that, but I have a hard time with tennis anymore. That's a little strenuous. game, but
yeah,
the
tennis
pickleball
isn't quite as popular as it used to be. We still have people play, but we have quite a few tennis courts, so we'll probably squeeze those down to just leave a couple and keep the maintenance a little easier on that, but still provide that opportunity. But at the same time, look for new modern things that people want to enjoy. And even the playground, we're looking at maybe something a little different than what historically has just been a jungle gym, if you will. But what's modern? What's out there? And what can really enhance your Anderson River Park experience. So soccer is also just growing down there like you can't believe. So we're working with soccer to see how we can enhance their experience and grow that too. I mean, they're using the softball field outfields with the little kids. And,
oh, is that right? Oh, yeah. And the softball fields or the soccer fields that we built there. I mean, you can have, what, four games going on at one time?
Yeah, depending on the age limit.
Yeah.
But the soccer program and that group of people running that are doing a phenomenal job. And again, though, it's an example of the partnership in Anderson River Park. People don't understand that that's soccer coming out to mow the field and help us. We don't employ a ton of people there. It's all about a community partnership and everybody working to the same end goal.
Well, as those facilities were built over the years, it was always an organization. I was very involved with the soccer organization, and we went to the city council and talked about doing that. We got a loan from the revolving loan fund that's available. And then we built the park, and then we paid that money back to that fund
right.
through sale of candy bars. And
right.
You name it, for 100 years until we paid off that field. And that's exactly what the baseball fields did, the tennis courts when they wanted the lights. Each one of the organizations has worked through a private, the private group and come to the city and in cooperation built those facilities, which become a part of the Anderson River Park and owned by the people.
Right. And so one of the things that, in talking about the amount of money that was moved over there, we have got completed here in the last month or two, is the last of the bathrooms, the one by the softball fields was removed, and the new CXT concrete building has been placed with the new restroom. And so, that's the first time these restrooms have been rehabbed since they were put in. And so the laws, the ADA has all changed. And so now we have clean, modern restrooms again, and it's good to see.
And they're fairly indestructible. I hate to say that.
Let's call
that.
Them robust.
they really are. I mean, they're...
You have to try.
You're going to have to really work overtime to destroy these. And unfortunately, we still have people in our society who seem to like to do that. And I don't understand it for anything, but...
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but is it a fact of life? But we have tried to put in robust quality features down there. We provide, obviously, a fairly big police presence to keep our park and keep that element out of Anderson to the best of our ability, too.
And that's one of the things that I have conversations with people about all the time, because as you know, in the city of Redding, there's no alcohol allowed in any of the parks. And we have not seen, we've not had to do that in the Anderson River Park. There are some rules.
Absolutely.
That people must abide by, not the least of which is that we have no glass. You're not allowed to bring glass in. But a private party can still take their picnic and their family and go down and have a can of beer and a bottle of wine and in a plastic container.
Absolutely. At Mosquito Serenade.
And even at the Mosquito Serenade or things. And people say, well, gosh, isn't that a problem? And I've talked with the police chiefs over the years, and no, it just really has never been a problem.
I would tell you those things aren't the problem. It's people who are the problem, and people who are problem people cause issues, but responsible citizens doing responsible things generally don't cause a lot of problems.
That's absolutely true. I remember back in the 80s when all of that banning the alcohol started, they came to the city council, and we just said, it's not broke, don't fix it. We did talk about the glass, and I think Harry Simple, he was park mm-hmm. recreation, said, well, because we're talking about this, I would really like to get rid of the glass in the park. And so we took that on and said, that makes sense. But as far as the rest of it, Chief Raynor at that time, the police chief, said, not an issue, don't need to address it. We were doing the 4th of July celebration down there with the beer wagons at
right,
that time.
Right,
And over all of those years, we simply just did not have the issues with the alcohol. Pretty good. I mean, there was a point in the festivities where the police were very much in, and nobody was leaving and going getting hard stuff and bring it back in.
Right.
That just wasn't happening. And so, as you indicate, that we were able to control that, and it just never became a problem.
Well, we really try not to regulate things that we don't need to be involved into.
That's one of the successes. Jimmy talked about the businesses and the way that the city has been able to hang in there through the Depression, kind of stay there, and now is really kind of blossoming.
Let's say some of that's luck. I mean, I will tell you that some of the things Anderson always thought they wanted that never came is now probably some of the biggest blessings they've, had. Some of those big box retail that are now struggling, we always wanted at the time, but it's kind of a blessing we don't have it right now. But I think, Trish, a lot of that goes to the heart of our small business owners. if you look at like Carol Bartels and some of these Joe Martinez at Vittles, you have a lot of these long-term Anderson people that have come forward, put great businesses forward, and when times got tough, they just worked harder.
Yeah.
And kept it going and figured it out. And you know, I'm very much, there's a lot of regulation in today's world, but there will be places that figure it out. And why can't Anderson be that place?
There you go. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these minutes.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cal North Forestry with a team of expert arborists. They are locally owned and operated by Tim Yeomans at 530-200-8123. That's 200-8123. Now, if your property was affected by the recent fires, you can get 2 hours of free service by contacting them at calnorthforestry.com.
It goes electric, baby, when I turn it on. All from my city, all from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1469.
She was the color of the Indian summer, and we shared the hour.
And it is about 10 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock on KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. This part of the program is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Three branches serving Shasta and Takema counties. They invite you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Visit them online at bankcornerstone.com.
And welcome back. This is Thursday morning. It's about 11 minutes to 8. We've been visiting this morning with the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keyser, and talking about all kinds of things in the South County. If you've got a question, give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Final thoughts on development and those kind of issues. We've got two members of the Anderson City Council joining us.
Yeah, our two members that are up for election right now, even though they're running unopposed, they'll be joining us here in 10 minutes or so, I guess. But development in town, let's talk retail first, because that's the one everybody's kind of interested
right.
in. Retail's an interesting one right now. They don't really know what to do with Northern California would be my take on it.
Well, in California in general.
Absolutely.
We always have to recognize that one of our biggest obstacles in doing anything
is
the fact that we're in California.
Yeah. And so, I very aggressively market Anderson. I attend ICS, the International Council of Shopping Centers, with council members. We market the heck out of Anderson to make sure people know we're interested in retail. And it's very common to get that, ooh, you're from California? Sorry, we're not interested. And when you look at some of the national trade publications and things that we belong to, you can see who's expanding and what geographic areas. And California is excluded often. But that is what it is, but there is still money to be made here. So there are people looking, and we pursue them aggressively. But let's call it like secondary retail, stuff that would go with your traditional anchor store. That's the stuff Amazon's had a huge impact on, or Amazon, eBay, your online retail. So they don't really quite know what to do right now. Amazon's an interesting phenomenon because they've just killed it online, but they're actually going to open some brick-and-mortar stores across the United States. So very interesting, but I don't think retail knows what to do. Because they chase the money, and there's going to be room for where we want to go feel, touch, and see, and what products will those be, and then what products will go to more of the online. Obviously, they're starting to dabble in the grocery side now of the world, and so how much of that will really play out successfully, and how much will play out in the North State? It's interesting to kind of watch that, Trish.
And certainly we've got the space available. I like the way that the Shasta Gateway is heading, getting away from the discount factory stores that were a thing for a long time. But those are again, a thing of the past because those aren't just going because of the people buy stuff online. Awful lot of shopping goes on online. And I always am one of the ones that they buy locally and I always encourage people to buy in the location you live in. I live in Anderson. If I can get it at Ace Hardware or one of the stores in Anderson, it's maybe worth a little tiny bit more than driving someplace else, and that goes back into your economy.
But look at Ace Hardware. They're a great example of how Marty Kalsback and his family, because they own multiple here in Shasta County, they've taken and said, okay, online is online, but what's our niche? And they've been very successful and done a great job.
Their
that
is
a
meet
great
you at the
store.
Door when you come in, and how can I help you?
Absolutely. Customer service still means something.
It absolutely
and
does.
And they're a great example of that. So we love that Ace Hardware. But at the same token, Tractor Supply, a national chain too, does very well right across the street. So, again, Marty and his family figured out how to make it work. But there are other great little gyms in Anderson too. Look at Outdoor Creations, a little manufacturing. Started out doing concrete picnic tables. They go all over the nation.
Oh, absolutely.
Right there out of Anderson. And obviously, Mayor Komnick, she can talk a little bit about that. She had a lot to do with that back in the day.
That's absolutely right. And we all have. I mean, they've been such a part of the community. I don't think there's a new facility anyplace in Shasta County that doesn't have
one of their products.
Exactly. Donation right off the bat.
But, it's kind of great. We go to Long Beach for, League of Cities and different things. You see Anderson products everywhere we go if you look a little bit. coming from that little town of 10,000 in Northern California. So that's pretty cool.
It absolutely is. There's no question about it. And the secret, again, I think I want to emphasize, some of those business owners that we've had, they've been there a long time. They've been successful. They've hung through the – I can boy go through that whole tract out there where you were talking about where Outdoor Creations is. Tomasini.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been there forever and
absolutely.
Always part of the community.
Absolutely. Vorwood. I mean, there's all kinds of things down there. But again, you know, probably the answer to Jimmy's question a little bit is, I demand that same level of customer service when you come to City Hall that we're talking about Marty giving at Ace Hardware, because your government should help you achieve your goal. Now, laws are laws, and we get all that, but we should be able to say, well, that may not work there, but it could work here, or here's somebody who's done it. Let us put you in touch with them.
Right.
That should be how we're helping business move forward.
I'm a little closer to home. It's across the street from the Frontier Senior Center. They're cleaning up, and from my point of view, I couldn't be happier that they've just dug out all the stuff, and the encampment of people who like to hide in the weeds are kind of been moving away from there. That's going to be great for all of us in that end of town.
Should be something we talk about in a bigger picture when we have time, is some of the partnership and the coming forth of the fire department on their weed abatement and helping us make our town safer from potential brush fires. And
absolutely.
There certainly is a secondary effect on some of these camps and things, too, that they're very illegal to begin with. So, but
across the street there at the Frontier Senior Center, there's actually a project there.
Absolutely. Frank Nichols is going to be building a kind of a light industrial building there, and there's a huge call for that. We get people on a weekly basis contacting us looking for that light industrial space. There's also another one that's going to start kicking its heels up again along 273. Ties from East Street back around to Bidura Crane. That had been worked on years ago. In fact, I worked on that back when I worked for the engineering firm.
Oh, okay.
And did some of the inspection out there. But that's been repurchased by a local developer, and he's working with staff right now to bring that forward. And you'll see more light industrial. So if you look at the Ox Oak Business Park, it's full. We need that kind of space. So.
Well, and you know, that's one of the great stories I tell about the city of Anderson in cooperation with the county. You know, when that Ox Oak subdivision came in, that was one of the best examples of moving forward cooperation. When the county put all the stuff in out there, they worked hand in hand with the city of Anderson, because we all knew that eventually that was going to be annexed into the city of Anderson. And we talk about those tax exchange agreement processes that everybody keeps saying we need to do. Well,
we've already done it. Yeah, it's a win for the city, and it's still a win for the county.
That's exactly right. But that was planned right from the get-go of the first shovel that was turned out there, is that let's work with the city to make sure that everything we're doing here works into their footprint, and eventually the county will still be making some money off of this, but the city of Anderson will be a part of it and take it over.
Well, at the end of the day, we all prosper with new development and bringing things forward.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And we also have the other example of that on the other end of town, out on the Roseburg property.
Right, yeah. Right. And
that's the one I like the best, because the city, the Anderson Fire Protection District actually has a dog in that fight, because we're going to share from some revenue when that's developed as well.
Absolutely.
Anything going on with that right now?
You know, Roseburg sold their timber holdings in the last year, but they have kept that site intentionally. I know they're working on some things and trying to prove some concepts before they bring that, but they're holding it for their personal use at this point. Plans change, but that's what I know about it right now, and we encourage them. And I, as a CM, I like that. That's an industrial park or industrial park potential, industrial use, but we don't have anything to do with it. It's all private sector. We're not in the way. And as they need things, you know, they annex the property in so they could have access to our utilities, for example.
Right.
That's our job. That's the infrastructure piece. But other than that, they're going about their business and developing their project. And we're here to assist as needed.
Well, and certainly we have some good businesses down in that area, not the least of which is Shasta Gas Propane, which
absolutely
brings us
right
all the time.
Street there.
Absolutely, and we always just he likes being a part of the city of Anderson, and speaks about that very favorably.
Chuck
a lot.
And family are great.
They're nice people. Yeah. So we have just had a great conversation here. Jeff, you're going to stay over for the next hour with the city councilman. We're going to be talking with Baron Browning and Norma Comnic, who are candidates, but they're the only two candidates for the two seats. So nobody ran against them, but we're going to be talking about the upcoming year in the city of Anderson, and we'll be right back with you after these messages and a break for the news.
Come on.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Rich Thomason. Senators now reviewing the latest FBI report on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, and the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman says not even a hint of misconduct in that report.
After getting his chance to review the files first thing this morning, Charles Grassley issued a statement that, in his words, there's nothing in it that we didn't already know. Grassley defended Mitch McConnell's decision to move forward on a critical procedural vote tomorrow with a final confirmation vote on Saturday.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, President Trump lamenting what he describes as a harsh and unfair treatment of Kavanaugh. On the plus side, though, the president says Republicans have been energized by the Supreme Court confirmation battle.
On Twitter, the president writes, "Wow, such enthusiasm and energy for Judge Brett Kavanaugh." He says, "Look at the energy, look at the polls. Something very big is happening." The president's tweet echoes what he said on Tuesday, that the Kavanaugh confirmation battle has become a rallying cry for Republicans.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The British defense minister says a series of global cyber attacks blamed on Russia are the actions of a pariah state. Gavin Williamson vowing the UK and its allies will expose such activities in the future.
What we're seeing is that Russia is quite willing to use such weapons such as cyber attacks against these organizations. And here at NATO, we stand shoulder to shoulder with our allies in unity against such actions.
And the U.S. Justice Department charging 7 Russian military intelligence officials in the hacking of a number of targets in the U.S. and abroad. The alleged targets said to have included a Pennsylvania nuclear energy company. A sell-off underway on Wall Street. The Dow down about 205 points. The Nasdaq off 99. The S&P currently down 19 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
Hezbollah arms facilities sprouting up in Lebanon's residential areas. We got the latest from the Media Line's Charles B. Blazer.
Israel is believed to have sent cellular messages to thousands of Beirut residents, warning them that their homes are located next to weapons facilities belonging to Iranian proxy Hezbollah. This comes after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu exposed 3 alleged Hezbollah arms facilities built in populated areas, including one adjacent to the international airport in Lebanon's capital. Israel repeatedly has vowed to prevent Hezbollah from acquiring advanced weaponry and has conducted dozens of cross-border operations to uphold this so-called red line. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman revealed that the Israeli army has intelligence on additional Iranian and Hezbollah military sites, which would be released in due course. I'm Charles B. Blazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. The United States withdraws from a long-standing treaty with Iran.
After the International Court of Justice ordered the United States to ease some sanctions on Iran, the U.S. announced its withdrawal from the 1955 Treaty of Amity that governs economic and diplomatic relations between Washington and Tehran. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the U.S. is also pulling out of an amendment to the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations.
The United States will not sit idly by as faceless, politicized claims are brought against us.
Bolton said the move is a response to a Palestinian complaint brought by what he called the so-called State of Palestine about the U.S. embassy move in Israel. I'm Warren Levinson.
Barnes & Noble weighing its options after several parties expressed interest in buying the struggling bookseller. The company says its board has named a special committee to review the offers, including an offer from its founder and chairman, credited with turning Barnes & Noble into a bookselling giant. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome to Free Fire Radio, Community Radio for the North State. It is Thursday morning, and it's Trish Clark. I finally feel at home because I usually do Thursday mornings, and I've been here all week, and I know you've all been confused by that, including me, because 5:30 in the morning, 4 days in a row, is way beyond my retirement level. So the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, and it's going to be 63 degrees as we speak. It's going to be 72 today and a low of 59. Showers are likely, and it was raining when I came in here. I don't know whether it still is, but we're expecting showers for the rest of the day and into the Thursday night. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 76, and Friday night, 56. On Saturday, a sunny with a high near 79 and a low on 55. And Sunday, still sunny with a high near 79. So we're getting into a little bit warmer stretch and relief from the rain for a while. I think that's good. Let's let it soak in and not get so much runoff. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. We're joined right now by a couple of lovely ladies from the Seroptimist International of Reading, and we're going to talk about the 21st Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon. Who wants to start? Shanna? Lorraine? Don't fight, girl. Just talk.
Well, thank you for having us this morning. We appreciate that. We're excited to be hosting our 21st Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon tomorrow, Friday, at doors open at 11. And we
at
have
the Holiday Inn on the Hilltop.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget the location.
And also, our guest speaker is?
Michelle Wood. She is a local woman that has been in this oncology industry for many years, and we are so excited to have her as our keynote speaker this year.
And her keynote speech is Breast Cancer, One Size Does Not Fit All.
Do you know that they've come out with so many new processes, diagnostic tools in the last few years. we cannot say enough how curable this disease is if it's caught early.
You know, what's really nice about that is through the years, we've been doing this for 21 years, we've gone from simple mammograms to diagnostic testing. We're able to offer these services because we have sponsors who donate to our cause. And so if a woman comes in and she has a mammogram and she needs other testing and she can't afford it, they'll take care of it. MD Imaging, we hook up with MD Imaging who helps.
Exactly. And let's talk a little bit more about that because I think that a lot of people still are unaware that the Seroptimist International has this program, that there absolutely is no excuse, any reason whatsoever that any woman in Shasta County should go without the proper care for diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer.
We even offer it through the outskirts of Trinity County and some of Tehama County. We won't turn anyone away.
Okay, very nice. So if you are in need of a mammogram or an examination or just to go to the doctor and you can't afford it, don't have insurance, there's a way to get a how would they contact to do that?
They can either call our hotline, which is listed. It's area code 530-407-0301. Also, if they went to MD Imaging, if their doctor sent it to MD Imaging, we have a connection there that instantly gets with us, so there's no time separation. You know, before you'd have to wait, and then the women would get scared, and they wouldn't show up, and then we'd have issues. Now, that doesn't happen.
Oh, that's perfect. That's just great. And so there's a lot going on with the breast cancer awareness in the community this week. The drive-by at the different places for the bags. And
that'll be on the 18th.
On the 18th.
That's our partners.
Thursday.
Okay.
That'll be the 18th.
Yeah, that's our partners, Think Pink.
Okay, perfect, because I know there's a big always. I got a note that I need to go by the fire department because I have a shirt waiting for me from the Anderson Fire Protection District for pink shirts for this. So
good.
Anyway, I know that the community gets very, very involved in it. But again, that we're talking today about the luncheon tomorrow at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
I do want to add that this is one of our biggest fundraisers for the services that we offer. So we hope that you can make it and possibly pick up tickets today. We still have seats available. We do have raffles, and these funds really do help the women in our community. So if you don't have a seat yet, please reach out. You can get them at SirOptimusReading.org, or you can go by Kubler's and pick up tickets, and we'd love to see as many women out there as possible.
And this is also an opportunity. If you can't make the luncheon and maybe you have a friend that you'd like to buy a ticket for, it'd be a great way to donate and get involved in this very, very important program in our community, which really, really helps so many women and gets us, we need to be sure that everybody's examined. This is a disease that can be horrible if it advances, but it's so curable if it's caught in its early.
Caught early, for
early.
Sure.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nobody should be going out with a yearly breast examination. I know they have age things where you kick into that, but if you're in those age groups and need to do that, please take advantage of this program, and everybody get ready to have a great lunch at the Holiday Inn tomorrow. I've listened to Michelle speak before, and she's a dynamite speaker and very knowledgeable, so you're in for a good treat if you go to this luncheon tomorrow.
Yes, we are so excited to have Michelle. It's going to be phenomenal.
Okay, thanks, ladies, so much.
Trish, if someone needs a ticket, they can call me, Lorraine, at 227-0251. I'm not in the office, and I can expedite your seating because today is the last day to purchase. It's a buy before the event starts.
Okay, good.
And so then
are they able to purchase at the door?
I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say no. However, if they went online to our SirOptimusReading.org, they can purchase through our PayPal, or they can call me at 227-0251.
Okay. Thanks so much, Lorraine. Appreciate it. And thanks, ladies, for coming in and being understanding about a little bit of change in the timing there. But we're flexible. We make it happen.
We are, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for allowing us
to share this.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Crackmaster. He knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Don't fool around with your family's safety. Get it repaired the proper way, the Crackmaster way. Chips up to a quarter, cracks up to 24 inches. Get that vehicle in there for inspection and analysis. It's absolutely free to have it checked out. Get your windshield done right by a master windshield repair specialist. You won't be disappointed. Crackmaster, 3208 South Market. Call 241-8373. For more information.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too.
full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
817, KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program is brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. If you have a loved one who needs a little extra help, maybe they're recovering from an injury or surgery, well, the amazing caregivers of Home Helpers can keep your loved one safe and independent in their own home. Sharon Clark is the owner. She will come by and see you for a complete assessment of your needs with a complimentary home consultation. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com, 226-8350. There is no place like home.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, North State Community Radio. We are joined again in the studio. We had a little... We're flexible here. We kind of move people in and out. And right now we have Mayor Norma Comnic and Councilman Baron Browning with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you guys here. You really lucked out. You were running for office and nobody's chasing you.
Nobody's chasing us. Thanks to the mayor.
No, we're awfully glad about that because we're happy with the way the city's going. And so I think that's a reflection. Nobody else thought they could get in there and do a better job. And that's okay. So... But you've got to have new plans and thinking forward, and so what's the next term going to bring?
Well, the next term is going to, we went to the Republican
Central Committee the other day, and the reports that we got from these people, some of the candidates for the other cities and stuff, said, we wish we could be like Anderson. So we said, well, if you do things like we do, you could probably be like Anderson.
There you go.
Because we have, when I first came to the council, we had a 5% reserve. Now we're about 35%. And things are going well for us.
And there's got to be a reason for that. Jeff and I talked in the first hour a little bit about some of that, because I think part of the success that I see, having been there a really long time, is the cooperation between the right amount of government and the right amount of private business.
Well, isn't our role, the way I look at it anyway, from being an outsider and just being in business my whole adult life, is that, we have two roles as government, and that is public safety and infrastructure. And the private sector does the building. And so that's the way it should be, and that's the way that we've sought out to be in the last, at least the last 4 years that I've been on the council. I was joined with Norma this last 4 years. She took a couple years off. But we've strived as a council and as a city to just do the next right thing. Our job is not to buy land and to develop it. Our job is to say this is where development can go, and this is the type of development that can be there. The rest is up to the private sector, in my opinion.
Yeah, government was never created to be all things for all people, and nor should it be. And that's you hit the nail on the head. The public safety certainly is a success story. I think the citizens in Anderson spoke loud and hard when they said, we trust you. We'll give you that half-cent sales tax. Mm-hmm. And boy, I had Chief Mike Johnson on the radio on Monday, and that's worked really well for the police department, and that makes for a safe, happy city.
Well, and as Norma will attest to, the grand jury report this last year said all of those things, that we have abided by the Measure A and the B portion of saying that we are going to give at least 50% to law enforcement. We've gone way above that. Mm-hmm. But we also had another structure component to that, and that was to make sure that those funds that were left over were used to develop the rest of our city. And so as you'll see coming out, I'm sure you talked about it in the last segment with Jeff, is the splash pad is coming. So what we did as a council is we took some of that money from that Measure A money and said we want to enhance our park. That was John Scherer's dream when he originally started the park of let's make it all family. And so we're adding that component this coming off-season. Hopefully by next summer it will be built and up and running. And another place for families to go and enjoy and meet other families and meet new friends. And if you go to the park these days, that's what you see.
That's exactly right. Jeff and I talked a little bit about that earlier in the week. Someone wanted to know if we were actually spending $900,000 on a water slide in the Anderson River Park. And Jeff explained that, no, we transferred a bunch of money, but it all doesn't go to the water slide or the splash pad.
Correct.
What's the difference between a splash pad and a water slide?
Well, you have the water park here in Reading. That's a water park / slide. This is a splash pad. So it's interactive as the kids and adults go through it. It segments, and water splashes on you or flies at you or jumps on you. And so it's more of a you're walking through it or running through it attraction versus going down an actual slide.
Yeah, I think this sounds personally, just personally, like a place I'm going to avoid at all costs.
Well, we saw the plans on it a couple weeks ago at council, and so it's bigger than that, though. It also gives that opportunity where you'll have areas that are, slightly covered, where they'll have six tables where families can come down with their, the rest of their family and enjoy just an afternoon at the park where they can sit there and barbecue and have their lunch and watch their kids play and interact with, other adults that are around them, and those kids can interact with other kids.
Well, and whereabouts in the park is that located?
So that will be right behind the tennis courts.
Yeah.
Okay.
That little play structure now will come out. Yeah. We, as I think Jeff talked about in the last segment, that we put in a new bathroom over in that area, and that splash pad will be near that bathroom.
Do you know, I've talked at great length since I've lived here. The Anderson River Park is the reason I live in Anderson. When we moved here, when Bob was transferred here in 1977, we were looking for a place to live and had been looking all over Reading. He was going to go to work at the airport, and he had been up here for a while, But one day, as we looked at a bunch of houses, he said, there's this really neat little park. Let's get a hamburger and go down. So we went down to Bartels, and we got the hamburger, and we went down and sat on the table just as you're coming in on the left, right there where the beautiful view of the river and mm-hmm. the boat dock is around the corner. And as we were sitting there, I said, and we're looking for a house in Redding because? I mean, why? Because we're 2 miles from where he was going to work.
Right.
Best decision we ever made in our whole life, but that's the most beautiful park. It's a beautiful setting.
Oh, yeah.
It hasn't been covered with concrete. It's still just a family-orientated, beautiful place to be.
You won't find one any prettier anywhere. And so many different things we have, and now we have the food trucks coming in, which Redding had kind of turned them down a bit, but they've had, what, as many as 2,000 people show up there for the weekends?
Well, if you want my number, it's closer to 10,000. Oh. We'll go with your number.
it's a great venue, for heaven's sakes. Lots of fun going on in conjunction. Jeff and I talked a little bit before. In conjunction with the concert going on, you can either be close to it and listen right out there or take your food over there. But anyway, and I want to just give a shout out to Mr. Franklin, because I understand that the turnout here in Redding has been really phenomenal, been great. Looks like it's going to be a go, so both communities will be enjoying that whole concept of...
You got to love his vision, and I believe the citizens of Redding are going to have that same experience, somewhat different, but the same experience of just being able to go to a place that is nice, it's safe, and, you know, families can hang out and just enjoy an afternoon or an evening.
Well, and some of them come, and they just pick up their food and take it home. And then some of them want to stay and sit there in the tables and stuff and stay there and watch the kids play or do something like that. So you have choices.
Yeah. So both of you opted to run again. Obviously, you've been there for a while. Norma, you've been there off and on for how many terms is this?
At the end of this term, it'll be 20 years that I've served.
Yeah. At the end of the upcoming term? Of this term?
This one now. But there's 2012 to 14, I was not there.
Yeah, you decided you were done, and then you changed your mind.
Well, that's because somebody else changed my mind.
I know that, and that was a good decision for Anderson.
I got a free lunch out of it, though.
So what made you both decide to run again?
Well, mine was because the city is doing well now. And when the grand jury came and talked to me, they said, you're the only entity in Shasta County that played by the rules. And you did play by the rules on everything, not just part of it, but everything. And they were very impressed with us. And the one thing that we wanted was police officers. And we've got 22 sworn officers now on the streets. Is that right?
23rd going into the academy.
We've got two more going in it's January.
Yes.
So, and some of these new ones there, you know, I've had some theft at my house recently, and one of the new fellows came, and I was very impressed with him.
Good.
And he put his camera out there, and we found out who was doing it. So
perfect. We have a question from the
chat.
We
have a couple of questions. I'll parse them out here. First one, and I'm not sure, what are your opinions on the Wind River Casino?
The new one on the freeway?
Yeah, on the new Wind River Casino, it says.
Okay.
Well, it's not in Anderson, so...
Well, you can have an opinion anyway. I do. Any thoughts?
I would say, are they going to close the other one and just have this one over there? Are they going to have two of them?
I believe there? The plan is to close the existing facility and repurpose it. The other question, and I'm going to paraphrase it, so maybe it's a... why isn't the city essentially taking the $300,000 for the splash pad and buying the fire district a truck, because most of the fires are, in fact, in Anderson?
The fire department is not Anderson. It's county.
But the fires they respond to, this is what the person in the chat room is saying. Since the fires they respond to, you're asking the residents of Anderson to dig into their pockets again.
Because the Anderson Fire Protection District, we had Steve Lowe, the fire chief, in there on Tuesday, and we talked about the fact that the Anderson Fire Protection District is going to have to figure out a way to garner more revenue. We're going to be looking at a parcel tax in the near future, and we're going to be asking people to come forward and pay more than $20 a year for fire protection. I don't think that's unreasonable. As you know, there is a thought process, though, that we already did have the sales tax for public safety. And why doesn't the fire district share in that? We explained repeatedly that those are two separate entities. And so, Jeff, I'm sure we can address it. And there is a level of cooperation with some things we do, but...
Oh, absolutely. But let's talk like government 101 here real quick. So there is no city money. There is no fire department money. It's all taxpayer money.
That's right.
And so the Anderson Fire District was established long before the city of Anderson was. And so when the city of Anderson came about, they looked at through LAFCO and through the process that's there, who will do fire service? Because you have to check all those boxes. The Anderson Fire District could do it. They had their own tax formation in place at that time. And so that stayed. Those taxpayer dollars that already went to that stayed to that. That didn't ever come to the city. That stayed with that special district. And that's true all over Shasta County. There's water districts. There's ACID. We have all kinds of special districts that are taxpayer funded through a mechanism. We, through the city, get most of our general fund taxes through property tax and sales tax and TOT, which is your hotel tax. Well, if it's not meeting the need, you have to adjust that. And so we did that in the mechanism that was available to us. But the fire department's fee has been fixed forever. And so you roughly pay for a little over 3 gallons of gas, and you get full-on fire and medical protection. Well, that can't survive in today's world. Mm-hmm. It has to go up. But, again, it's all taxpayer dollars. And so we support our fire department. They're one of our best partners. But they have to fix their funding structure, too. And make smart business decisions.
Well, I think what I was hearing from the chat room, it's a matter of perceptions.
Right.
Yes.
And perception is 90% of reality. And the perception from this person is that the city does not have a clear priority when they're buying this recreational amenity
right.
with money that they could cooperative go in on
well,
a fire
Well, let's
truck.
Hit on that, because those taxpayer dollars that we collect are for the city. We can't give them to another tax entity. That's illegal.
And the reality is, if that $300,000 going to the fire department to buy us a piece of equipment is not going to solve the problem, because it isn't equipment that we're
right,
worried about.
Exactly.
It's personnel and ongoing money for the department.
Right.
And that needs to be something that goes on into the future and is consistent and ongoing. And the bottom line is, we need to figure out a way to bring more continuing revenue into the Anderson Fire Protection District. And we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back after these messages.
And this portion of the program brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your needs under one roof in those regards, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. You'll find them at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You will find Judy Maxwell there in her office. And they are next to Members First Credit Union, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
K36, KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. By the way, you want to jump into the chat room, you can do so, kcnr1460.com. Click on the Listen and Chat button. Also, 605-4567, the number to call if you want to make a call or comment. This portion of the program brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional instructors will give you the complete CCW training, the best in Northern California. NFI will provide a free firearm, metal, and ammunition for Shasta County residents. Take a basic CCW course. Get all the facts at usgunpro.com.
And we're back and continuing our conversation with the representatives from the city of Anderson. I'm going to offer up right now, I have two tickets for the Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 13th. We're going to give one ticket to two separate callers. So the first two callers will get one ticket per person. Again, that's for the Oktoberfest beer, food, and music. October 13th, between 4 and 7, one ticket per person, and no, Barrett, you can't call.
I was dialing away.
I know. So, we're going to have, that's again, two tickets, and you need to give give us a call at 605-4567. So, going forward with the discussion we were having, just to wrap up with the fire department budget and the city of Anderson, over the last 4 years since the sales tax has passed and the city of Anderson, there was a big, large piece of property that was annexed on the south side of the city. And we do have a tax exchange agreement with the Anderson Fire Protection District and the city of Anderson about the sharing of those taxes with the Fire Protection District. So we recognize the issue. We recognize the fact that there was a perception among people that public safety spoke to both fire and police. We recognize that. Perception is, you know, part of the reality. We also know that. But the reality is, in the city of Anderson, it does not include the fire department. Never has, as Jeff spoke earlier, the fire department was there before the city was there. We're going to fund the fire department, and we're going to figure out a way to do that. And I really want you to start getting your minds around the fact that $20 a year is not enough to fund a fire department, and that's what they're operating under, that and a little bit of property tax. So I think most reasonable people can see the benefit of perhaps paying a little more for their fire service in a once-a-year thing. So that's where we're going to go with that. But let's go back then to the discussion about the city of Anderson. And, Baron, you just look, I'm sure you've got something you want to talk about right now.
Well, first I'd like to commend the council as a whole for the work that we've done the last 4 years. We've done some amazing stuff. You're talking about a city that was, in my opinion, pretty crime-ridden when we started 4 years ago. Today, to date, over the last 2 years, we're one of the safest cities in the state of California, dropping crime rate the last 2 years in a row. So our hats go off not only to the rest of our council, but to our police department and our Chief Johnson, who's paved that way for us. And the citizens appreciate it. I know Norma hears it all the time. I hear it all the time. I'm sure the other council members hear it as well, that they just love the fact that you can come to our city and feel safe. When you go to the park, you feel safe. I mean, those things that we're glowing. We're so proud of it that we get to have those things. But what else have we accomplished over the last 4 years, right? So obviously we're talking about the splash pad. Some things that we've been working on over the last 4 years is we have a sewer trunk line. We have one, and that's our main sewer trunk line. As it exceeds and the development continues, we're running out of capacity. So it's one of the things that I ran on 4 years ago is how are we going to solve that. Looks like we're going to get a grant in the coming months to fund another sewer trunk line that will go from the sewer treatment plant up towards, Walmart, in that area. So that will help us with capacity, and that is something that we've been working on. We'll see how far we get and continue to get. But the other thing we're working on was our biggest cost as a single entity to our city is the sewer treatment plant. And the cost of that is power. We have PG&E. So how do we solve that? We've looked at avenues over the last 4 years, and we continue to look, but it looks like we're also going to get a grant on that so that we can go completely solar and we can go UV. So we will take out the chemicals that we currently add to the wastewater treatment plant, and that will be a UV system. And the solar will make it a zero energy cost to the city. And so that's another coup in our pocket.
That's incredible. That we've been I had not heard about that.
Well, and not only that, but when we had the fires going out here, and when they were out here, you know, getting closer to us, I had a call that said we have put a generator at all of the wells and two at the sewer plant.
I know
we were ready.
The fire chief and the city manager were on the early morning with all that happening to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
I want people to understand in the city of Anderson that there is a tremendous cooperation level between, and that's new. It's not always been that way.
No.
There was certainly a period of time where, as I talked about earlier, when some of these money problems started and things happened, when the members of the city council were the board of directors for the fire department, we went through some really bad times with a really bad fire chief. That kind of broke that whole thing up, and we kind of exploded down there. Then the fire department took over, and after the time with that fire chief, ended up with someone that was just kind of status quo. But we were kind of money. Not money management wasn't a key thing. We're beyond all that now, and we're making great strides. I was sharing off the air that we actually were able to stay within budget this year and not dip into the reserves. We're straightened out a lot of things, but we're in order to move forward and stay up with the growing city, because as the city of Anderson expands, the fire department must as well. So
and we've had some houses selling recently too in Anderson because of the fire things that are going on. But Anderson is a good, safe place to live, and it's not only that, but I think that our city, at least from my viewpoint, when people call me and they have a complaint about something at the city, we take care of it. You know, I've helped people a couple of times. There's a few people there that'll call me, and there's some that'll call someone else. But we always, as the council members, we've always tried to help these people Either if it's a problem with the city or if it's not a problem with the city, we explain that to them.
One of the things that I've appreciated over the years with the city of Anderson, and I think we had questions earlier about why does it work? Not a lot of money in the city of Anderson, certainly over the last few years, has been spent on studying the problems.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what the problems are. They don't change. And throw in another study at it to come back, and that's called kicking the can down the road and not dealing with it. And I've always liked the fact that you have your open time periods at the city council meetings. People come in if they have a legitimate complaint, suggestion,
idea.
Problem, idea, whatever it is, there's somebody that's going to sit down with them, take it into consideration, and if it's a good idea, you're going to move forward with it, and you don't need to study the heck out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Now I'm getting a lot of shaking.
You don't advertise it as a problem. You fix it.
Well, every problem, there's a solution.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so how do we solve
it? And the best people to solve it are the people that are actually working on it, as opposed to putting it with some committee or some study group to try to come up with the answers. The people that are going to have to study and solve it need to be the ones that find the solution.
Well, I think it's really hard for an outsider to come in and know how our city or our county runs. We all know that, and so the ones to talk to is our staff. You know, here it is. How do we solve it? Bring it back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff and his staff, you know, it's a slim operation down there. It's one of the other successes to the city is that we haven't expanded from the time when things got bad and everybody had to lay people off, and all of a sudden a whole lot of people were wearing two hats instead of one, and mm-hmm. three hats instead of two, and as funds have become more readily available, we haven't really expanded beyond that. We learned some lessons, I think, that said, yeah, you don't need a whole big planning department full time. What you need to do is, when you have a lot of plans that need to be looked at, bring people in to look at them. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a lot of stuff going on, then you're not paying those salaries and retirements and health insurance and all that kind of stuff. So.
Well, and we have that with Jeff. He's a different manager than the one we had before him.
Yeah.
She just kind of did whatever she wanted to, and no matter what the cost was. But with Jeff, he talks to us, and we all kind of make a decision about,
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back for our final segment after these messages.
This portion of the program brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub, nestled in the heart of downtown, 1701 California Street. They are a proud sponsor. I think I should go to Shameless. 1701 California Street, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
The station is conducting a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test. The station is conducting a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale. Now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
For over 45 years, the Original Clydes TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clydes TV. Clydes has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Every year, Goldmark Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save, better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmark Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and just about done this morning. Hey, I still have one pass to go to the Oktoberfest to enjoy some beer, food, and music. This thing is worth $20 if you wait till you get to the door, so you can call me right now, 605-4567, and claim an Oktoberfest ticket. Just one, but it's yours if you call right now. Now, back to our program.
And welcome back. This is Thursday morning, Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. It's Trish Clark. I've been enjoying sharing time with you all week long, and Carl and Linda will be back sometime next week and back on the air after a great, well-earned vacation. A couple of programming notes. I want to remind you that this Sunday at the Frontier Senior Center, it's the first Sunday of the month, and therefore the great breakfast that will be down there. Invite all of you to join us. It's always a good time, and one of the big fundraisers for the Frontier Senior Center, so please join us. Now,
also coming up, November 3rd is the Anderson Explodes Steak and Shrimp Dinner. And that's Saturday, November 3rd, and it's at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center at Pissarro Hall. And you can get tickets at the Shasta District Fair Center or at Bartels in Anderson or at Tim Trimble Farmer's Office here in Reading.
$25.
Great dinner, and yes. This is one of the big fundraisers for the Anderson Explodes, our July 3rd celebration in the city of Anderson for the 4th of July. So ask everybody to please get tickets for that as well.
We actually did give away both of those tickets for the Oktoberfest. But in the middle of all that, we got a call from one of our favorite people, and one of our favorite people would be Nick. And if you want to just grab the headphones there, we may have to share them around a little bit. Nick, whoop, wait a minute. Let's try that one. Well, Nick, try back. I didn't intend to disconnect you, but I don't think I did. Anyway, Nick, call right back and continue.
Okay, so if Nick calls back, we'll talk to him when he does, because he is one of our favorite callers. Okay, we're here. All right. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. One of the things that the Anderson City Council has over Reading City Council, in my opinion, is trustworthiness.
Yeah.
And kudos to you. I wish Thank that you. We had that in our city council. You know, I wanted to touch upon the Wind River move. If Wind River moves over to a new location. The moment they open, the old casino has to close. It's not a matter whether they decide to keep it open and not. I personally am against the move because of the crime that goes on. Anyway, have a great rest of the day, and good job in Anderson.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for calling.
Well, Matt, Gary Haywood was here last week, and he said, yes, under state law, they will close the existing facility, and they're working on options for what to do with that facility. Of course, that's on the tribal land, so they will figure out what the best use of it is. But I know a lot of people, because I grew up in Shirt Creek Bottom, I know a lot of people in that area are pretty upset, but they've been upset about a lot of things.
Yeah, they have, and I think it's that's a whole other program about the casino, and again, not something the city of Anderson has to deal with. But we do have a couple of things that we want to get to in a few short time here. So, Baron, let's talk about I-5.
Yeah, so over the last at least 5 years, I know we've been working hard on it over the last 4 years since Norma and I came back, but we got approved, at least temporarily. We'll see how far this goes, for 3 lanes from Anderson to Reading. So that'll be 3 lanes on each side of I-5. There's a lot of infrastructure with that, so it's going to take some time to get that all approved. But that's about $140 million project, and we'll see how far we get with that. But at this point, it's approved, and we've been applying for it for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some of the infrastructure has been done, and a lot of the preparation of different things. So it's an ongoing.
Yeah, project. I think the biggest one is the railroad.
Yeah.
So the railroad move is probably roughly about $40 million of that, would be my guess. And again, I am guessing on that, but it's a big chunk of money to move the railroad around. So that's a big one. And the other thing that's been going on for the last 3 years or three or so years that I know of is what's called the Spillman Project. And that's a collaboration of all of the entities, the Shasta County Sheriff, the City of Reading, and Anderson, all of those entities getting together and upgrading the 911 dispatch center. Our Lieutenant Rocky Harpham has been working very, very hard on this, and has been part of that group getting that going. And this coming Tuesday, I believe, is the date. It will go live. And so that has been a big project. We are completely outdated in so many ways. But this is, it's bigger than that.
Be nice to my studio.
I talk with my hands. So.
Yeah, we have fallen air fits here.
But the biggest thing around that is the time that it will save for the first responders when it comes to writing reports. Right now there's a process, and you have to go back into the office. You have to write the report. You have to scan it in. I mean, there's a process. This gives them the ability to right there in their car, do the report very quickly, and send it off. So you're not wasting all of that time, whether that's 10 minutes or 30 minutes, of not being on patrol.
Well, and that's a big step forward, and I know that the Anderson Fire Protection District already has that in our equipment.
That's correct. You guys went there a little while ago.
Yeah, we did, and that I like to throw out, because Rick Weigel came in here and was only here for a couple of years, but he did some remarkable things about setting some goals and standards to get this fire department moving forward. Worked very closely with the city of Anderson and some of those things, and set us in a good direction in a lot of things up here. So other things that we've been talking about in the city of Anderson, Norma?
Well, I think that we just have so many things that have changed, and I think the biggest thing is our police department. I have so many people that, they really commend us on our officers. If you call, you get one right away. It's not like, Reading, we can send you one maybe next week or something. But everybody seems to be very happy with our police department. And like the grand jury told me, you played by the rules. And we did. We spent more than the 50% for the police department. But it was to get what we wanted done in the police department. And I think right now that's the thing that we get the most praise for is our police department right now.
And in all fairness, we have to say that we're a smaller city. We have a much smaller footprint than the city of Reading. But I think it's important that the citizens that live there have confidence in the government and in the police department. And it's a good thing.
Well, I think when you look at all of these things that we've been talking about, and I'll touch on another one here in a minute, but what is that going to look like to our kids What's that going to look like in 20 years? What's that going to look like in 30 years? And that's the approach that the council and the staff takes when we're looking at something today, because we don't want to look back or have our kids look back and go, God, Dad, what were you thinking? Right? And so when my daughter moves back here, I want her to be proud of the accomplishments that we did back in the day, just like you did when you were on the council back in the day. And so continue with that effort. We talked a little bit about contractors and contracting out services. And that's one thing we've been very good about. Rather than bringing on new staff, when we got a project that comes in, that rather than hiring somebody permanent and having them sit around for 8 months and do nothing and only work four, we shifted to a contractor. And we save that month's pay, mm-hmm. Those 8 months' pay, and then we move on to the next one. But we've done that with Enterprise Rent-A-Car as well. And so the council just here in the last year has gone to now we actually lease our cars through Enterprise, which is a huge cost savings to our city. We're not buying the car. We're not having to continually repair it and do other things to it, maintain it. All of that is done by Enterprise. And so we have none of those costs, and we have this huge savings on the back end. And we'll continue to work with other people in our city to do those things as we go forward.
Well, there's so many. I've thought of two more things I'd like to talk about this morning, but unfortunately, we are like flat out of time. Well, have to have the people in Anderson back again. Thanks for sharing with me this morning, and thanks to the listeners out there for putting up with me all week long. I've enjoyed being with you. See you next Thursday. Don't forget the Frontier Senior Center breakfast this Sunday. Thanks.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 21. 21-